Hello and welcome to a special Valentine's Day edition of the Diz Fanatic Ears on Ears podcast. This is episode number 20, and I'm your host, Mike, from DizFanatic.com. Before I get started, I'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsors, WDWTravels.com. Whether you're looking to take a trip to Walt Disney World in Florida, Disneyland, the Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, or visit Hawaii and the wonderful Disney Alani Resort, give WDW Travels a call. For friendly service, dial 1-800-709-4573, or you could visit WDWTravels.com. Their services are free, and they're authorized Disney vacation planners. Also, when shopping online, please click through the links on our site, whether it be Amazon.com, TheDisneyStore.com, or a host of other online retailers. When shopping online using the links on our site, those retailers will pay us a small commission, which we definitely appreciate. Well, for today's show, we're joined with a bunch of friends to talk about things that kind of go along with Valentine's Day and a lot of other romantic things, of course, related to Disney. We're going to skip the news and rumors once again for the show. There's not a whole lot of new things going on, but we will bring that back on the next episode. And we'd like to get right into the show, so let's move right along.
Well, once again, it's that time of year again, and it seems like for us, it's always that time of year, and it's either, you know, Christmas or Halloween or something else, but right now, that time of year is the Valentine's time of year, so what better thing to do than to talk about this time of year, besides Disney, of course, is all kind of like lovey-dovey stuff and romantic stuff. So I'm here with, of course, my romantic side, Anna. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
That cute little hi. And, you know, I'm here with some other friends who I'm going to introduce in a second. And it's funny because when I tell people about the trips that me and Anna have down, you know, alone, adults only, we leave the kids home and have our little weekend getaway to Disney World. Of course, we do take the kids for the big extended trips, but we like to have our little getaway. People, you know, the people who don't get it, they look at me like I'm crazy. And yeah, I know I am a little crazy, but they don't get the romance part of it that I get. And I'm here with some friends who hopefully they get the romance too part of Disney. And I think they do. I have on one side here, I have Lori and Joe. How you doing, guys?
Good. Doing well.
I understand you guys are big Disney fans.
Oh, just a little bit. Kind of a junkie.
Yeah, junkie. That's a
junkie that needs a fix every now and then, right?
Exactly. I'm long overdue.
And Lori is joining us. She's actually an agent for WDW Travels. We also have with us a friend who's another crazy Disney friend. I'm not sure exactly how we met. I think over Facebook and just talking about Disney, and we chatted up all the time. I have Gary and Sherry on the other side. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
A little sad to be home, though, right?
Yeah, you know, you never want to come home, but it's nice when you already have a couple of trips planned in the book. But
exactly.
Yeah, you come back to the weather in Arkansas, it just, you know, people thought we were crazy when we were walking around the resort in jeans and sweaters and all that when it was so nice. And we wanted to tell everybody, hey, we're going back home.
You know? Right, exactly.
It was sad to come back, especially when you're down there by yourself without, you know, every February we get a trip without the kids. So
nice.
It's always nice.
Nice to celebrate. It's a nice way to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Without sure.
The kids.
Yeah, we usually do that around October, which is our anniversary, and but we are planning on going real soon again.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to get into, I guess, some of the stuff that there's just so much. The more I was thinking about this, I realized there's so much stuff can be romantic about Disney. And not only, you know, we talk a lot about going to Disney World or Disneyland or whatever, but there's other aspects to Disney as well that sometimes we all forget about. And but I want to start off with what's probably the most obvious, kind of so we could ease into this, you know, rather than jumping right in. And I want to talk about, like, romantic dining now, because that's something that you could kind of do anywhere. But, of course, when you're at Disney, it's something a little special. I usually throw people in the fire and I make them go first. So I'm going to talk a little bit about something that I like that has some memories and what I think is a really romantic place is Tony's restaurant in Magic Kingdom. And we did have a lovely dinner there on our honeymoon 20 years ago. And thankfully, Tony's is still there and going strong. And it's I don't want to say it's a regular visit, but we do visit very often. And enjoy a nice meal with or without the kids. The last time we enjoyed it with the kids.
And we actually watched the parade go by, yeah. Which was really nice.
Yeah, so that was nice. We happened to be sitting by the window. And what do you guys think? Have you guys been to Tony's at all?
Yeah.
You know, that's one place I've never been.
Really?
Really? Oh, put really? It on your must-do list.
We'll have to do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice setting, great food, and it is romantic. It can be a...
Yeah, Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, which that's actually just coming out on DVD and Blu-ray. Just in time. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just in time for. How about you, Laurie and Joe? How about you? What would you consider a romantic restaurant, romantic place to dine down at Disney World?
I don't know if you would really consider romantic, but I can tell you where we spent our 10th anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Where's that?
Oh, we were at Disney, and it was Wolfgang Puck Express. We spent our 10th anniversary dinner. Because the kids were with us, so we dropped them off at the Neverland Club, and we ended up going over there. It's not real romantic, but, you know, it was time for the two of us to get out and go do a little shopping and check out Pleasure Island before it closed.
Yeah. Well, shopping is romantic. Shopping and eating, yeah.
It doesn't matter where you go.
That's right. I like that.
Yeah.
I like when we go out shopping, just the two of us.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't have anybody hanging on your leg saying, hey, will you buy me that? Yeah.
Exactly.
Or when you're in the place.
Yeah, I like the Le Cellier.
Yeah.
That was great food. It's a great setting.
Yeah, romantic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think so.
That's
a little bit dimly lit in there, so, yeah, I guess it could be romantic.
Yeah, dimly lit.
Yeah, and that's one of those.
We've never been there.
Right,
because
No, we always have a hard time with ADRs. And
the steaks are phenomenal.
Okay, next time your trip, I guess I'll have to plan it for you and make your reservations.
Yeah.
Because I am the dining queen.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
We'll have to say, Laurie,
you gonna bomb.
Say?
Yeah, well, I love to
really,
eat, so.
Really, good.
Yeah, but, and I love steak, so.
Oh,
in fact, one of our favorite spots to go to when me and Mike would go down there, just the two of us, we'd go to the Grand Concourse Steakhouse.
Right, the Concourse Steakhouse, which
right.
is no longer there.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
and that's right. The
delicious.
Quick serve, right?
Yeah.
The quick serve is there now.
The quick serve is there now, but
and
when it was the steakhouse.
But they did replace it with something else, which became a nice romantic spot, which is the Wave, which is over
right.
where
the
on
Wave
the other
is
side,
really
where
nice.
The other side and downstairs, I guess, where the arcade used to be. And we've actually never been with the kids, but again, that's a romantic
that
kind
was
of,
really nice,
you know,
yeah.
A little stylish and something different that we've never really tried before. But how about we're doing a lot of talking. How about you, Gary, Sherry, what's a romantic place for you guys when you go down there?
I like the La Hacienda in Mexico at Epcot, where you can sit looking out over the lake and watch illuminations.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And I think one thing that we did not do it this February, we've always done it, but we were able to get reservations at the Cellier, so we ate there. But Gico is probably by far one of our most favorite restaurants. And we also ate at Shula's last February. We really loved it. It was dimly lit, romantic. It was mostly an older crowd. It just seemed more, of course, a lot of business people were there, but it was more couples, stuff like that at Shula's. But, you know, we did eat at Le Cellier. Sherry, what night was that last week? Was that Wednesday night? And it's like they were saying, the steaks are by far the best I've ever tasted. And I frequent Vegas quite a few times through the year for business and things like that. And I've eaten at some of the best steakhouses. And that's one of my favorite places right there.
Yeah.
And it is. It's just a really nice place, kind of quiet. And And not only that, you don't have cell phone service in there, so that was nice.
No, you certainly don't.
That's nice. There's nothing like talking to somebody and hoping to have their attention and they're texting.
Yeah.
That's like really romantic.
I'll tell you something else, Anna. I did promise my wife, since I keep my cell phone at my hip at all times, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Foursquare, Google Plus, everything else that I do. I told her, I said, this trip, it's going to be you and I. We're not going to meet anybody. We're not going to meet my Twitter friends or anything else. We're going to go down there, you and I, and have a romantic time. And I got close to keeping that promise, I think.
No, you did good.
All sounds perfect.
You did good because I was looking for those pictures to be posted and everything. And I said, what's wrong with them? You usually post a lot of nice pictures.
Well, now you know why, Mike.
So, well, that's good. That's good. You did the right thing because that, you know. And perfect for, you know, a perfect point to bring up right now. But kind of, you know, it's funny. We were just here 2 weeks ago talking about food. And it always comes down to food. But I'm going to, before we move on to something else, I want to throw out just another couple of quick places that are romantic for dining. And we've been focusing on Walt Disney World. And it's hard to kind of break away. But I want to say, Disney Cruise Line, there's Palo. I mean, anything.
Palo's the best.
Well, anything on Disney Cruise Line is like totally awesome. But you want, we could get into the cruise line a little later for romantic things. But as far as a romantic meal, great place. If you're in California, California Disneyland, a lot of great places to eat there as well. The Blue Bayou is wonderful atmosphere. You have the boats for Pirates of the Caribbean passing by if you're kind of in the right spot, but it's dark, kind of like the Mexico restaurant, and the name just slipped my name. I would consider that a very romantic place.
I have Sanaa.
Sanaa, actually, that's
on my list.
That's one of the things on my list here too. Sanaa. Have you guys? Any guys been to Sanaa at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
No, I have not.
That's an awesome place if you like. We happen to like Indian food, which there are flavors of Indian food in there as well as other things. Awesome place.
Like Indian, African type food, and it was delicious.
Incredible atmosphere. It could, you know, again, it could be nice for family, but definitely could be a romantic place. A lot of wonderful things to look at and enjoy in there while you're dining. It's a beautiful, gorgeous place. You're talking about... I'm running down a list here. I didn't intend on doing this, but you could see how my mind is centered around my belly here. If you saw my belly right now, you'd understand. But another steak place that's kind of hidden out of the way that a lot of people don't know about is the Turf Club over in Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah,
that's a place
in Saratoga.
Yeah, usually an easy place to get in because I think not a lot of people know about it.
Right,
and a great place.
They don't.
Steaks, chops, fish, burgers.
Yeah, the food was delicious.
Nice. I don't know how to explain, you know.
The ambiance.
Yeah, nice atmosphere. You could get a seat by the window. You could see the lake, the golf course, or you could be in further, you know, with a more dark, woody kind of setting.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice place for lunch or dinner. And Anna brought up an interesting thing to me the other night, which is things like dinner shows, like the Luau and the Polynesian. I mean, that... could definitely be a great place to celebrate like an anniversary or something. You know, you have a show and
dinner,
you know,
and
dancing
and
everything.
And you know what else is probably one of the more romantic places at Disney is California Grill.
Yeah.
Where you could see the fireworks.
Yeah, you
night.
Can see the fireworks. And it's, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily bring their children, you know, up there. So it is more of a, you know, adult themed. I mean, people do bring children, but it is more kind of, I don't think the menu appeals to the younger set.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely a nice.
And even like one of our favorite places, or I think it's probably our favorite place, is Ohana's. You wouldn't think of it as being real romantic with kids on the little, what are they? The
broom? Little hobby horses there?
Not the hobby. That's the other place.
Oh, yeah. That's
the
broom.
They do the coconut roll thing.
Right.
You know, so it gets a little loud. But when the man is playing with the ukulele and he says, who's celebrating? And you say an anniversary and he has you come up and dance.
Yeah, and your wife slaps you because you want to dance with her and she doesn't want to dance with you. It's very romantic.
Well, that could be really romantic for after the embarrassment kind of, you know. Subsides, but And also, again, you could see the fireworks. If you plan your dinner at the right time, you know, you could see the fireworks here, you know, and they pipe in the music. So that's romantic.
Yeah. I mean, you guys
are costing us money over here. I'm writing down notes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna throw two more.
We're playing yours already.
I'm gonna throw two more at you really quick, and then we're going to move on because I didn't intend on spending all this time about food. But Mama Melrose, awesome place. That's all I need to say in Disney
Flatbreads,
Hollywood Studios.
Wow.
Anything we've ordered there, unbelievable. And beautiful atmosphere, a lot of fun. Could definitely be a romantic place. And believe it or not, okay, this may seem a little strange, but 50s Primetime Cafe not only for a family, but as a romantic, because the first time we went, the two of us went together, and we had a wonderful time, and it was, you know, we enjoyed the whole atmosphere, and
especially when we weren't getting yelled at.
Yeah, we weren't getting yelled at for eating
elbows
with our fingers and elbows on the table, but we,
no,
you know,
that was
we had fun.
Nice.
We were able to laugh together and enjoy the atmosphere, and again, without the kids, it was a very fun place. But I'm going to move on because I have like 20 other things on my list here, so. You know, I just want to ask you guys just about meals. Like we just talked about a couple of romantic, you know, memorable things. Gary, is there anything that you could just, you know, pull out of your shirt pocket that's like, hey, this was one of my memorable, you know, romantic meals?
It goes right back to Jiko. We usually have a late dinner there after a park before we have to, you know, every February we go down there without the kids. And, you know, it's just, that's probably my most memorable dinner with Sherry. We try to do that every year. We did change this year on going to Le Cellier, but Jiko's my favorite.
With the lights, the color of the lights, and they change, and the water to the side.
Oh,
yeah. How about you, Joe? You've been quiet in the back, so I'm going to pick on you a little bit.
It's okay. I've just been listening. I really enjoyed Le Cellier. Been there several times. But I think I'm going to have to go with Ohana. You're overlooking the lake. You can watch the castle change colors. And, you know, notwithstanding a little bit of noise from the kids and some of the excitement going on, I think it's very romantic.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
the whole Polynesian feel of just kind of immersing yourself in French Polynesia, you know. I really enjoyed it. And I haven't had the opportunity to hit some of the other restaurants, a couple of ones that you guys are touching on, but looking forward to hitting those too.
Yeah. Now, Lori, I'm going to throw a question at you. It's actually on my little list here, but
okay.
What would be, now this could be a total fantasy, something that doesn't exist, but what would be a dream dinner for you? Something having to do with Disney, but a dream romantic dinner.
Pay attention, Joey.
I'm here.
It's total fantasy because it probably won't ever happen, but I want to have dinner. Yeah, have dinner and stay in the suite at Cinderella's castle.
Could you imagine?
Nice, I like that.
Well, looks like Joey's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah.
Now, does anybody know how to
make that happen?
Yeah, because
we'll have to show up to dinner, and I'll have to wear a tux, and she'll have to wear a ball gown. And
that's right.
You know, we'll have to do the whole official Cinderella motif.
Yeah.
Wow. I know somewhere where you could buy the glass slipper and the tiaras.
Do you? eBay.
How about you, Sherry?
The most romantic dinner possible. I would love to watch illuminations sitting out over the lake. I think that would be really romantic.
Yeah.
But what about your most favorite meal or what you could choose?
Oh, well, I like the pumpkin soup at Jiko, which they discontinued. That made me so sad. And then Le Cellier was very good, yes.
Yeah, I was kicking around some ideas. And, you know, believe it or not, the castle, something, I didn't come up with the suite, but something involving the castle. Like, I was thinking maybe, you know, those gardens that are on the side of the castle where sometimes you see a bride and groom taking photos and stuff.
Oh, yeah, pretty.
Like, maybe having a little bistro table set up there. You know, at night when it's dark and the castle is up there changing colors and, you know, having, you know, very elegant wait service, you know, the guy in the tux mm-hmm. coming up to serve you. And another thing I was thinking is because it's a place that I love to watch the fireworks and I think I'm due for a you know, a viewing there real soon is on the beach of the Polynesian, you know, to do a similar type of thing, you know, right out on the beach on the Polynesian. But I mean, I could sit and dream of these things all the time.
Yeah, food and sand.
Yeah.
I have a sand phobia. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I said about an hour ago, I said I was going to get off food. So I'm going to get off food now for real, because we're still talking about meals. But let's stay inside of a Disney park. And you know, you think about things like, you know, running around, taking a picture with Mickey and Goofy and, you know, going on Space Mountain and you know, Rock and Roller Coaster and all these things. But, you know, there are some romantic things to do that aren't necessary. Could be rides, you know, but not necessarily, because these parks are absolutely beautiful and there's a lot to do. And something that they used to have, now this is bad because it has to do with dining, but I'll say it quick, is something they used to have that they discontinued was a picnic in the park in Animal Kingdom, where you could order food. They had a couple of set menus. You could pick a few things and you would pick it up and you could go and, you know, find a nice place. I think that would have been really romantic, and I guess I don't know if there wasn't a demand for it or if people were making a mess. I don't know why they discontinued that, but something that would be nice to do as a couple would be the Wild Africa trek. I mean, I think that would be, you know, something a little more adult to do, something adventurous to kind of, you know, for us old farts, make us feel a little younger again, doing something adventurous and... you know, then of course going out for a nice meal afterward, but actually they serve you lunch during
that. Yes, they do. They serve.
But, you know, and something that we always do, which, you know, can translate into something romantic, is if you don't have the kids around, but if you're just taking a nice stroll through the parks and just take your time to take a breath and look at the gorgeous landscaping and, yes, and the architecture and the artwork. And I happen to be a big fan of stained glass. And in Magic Kingdom, there's some really awesome stained glass all over the place. I mean, you'd be surprised. But
it's only when you take the time to stop and look, I think.
Right, and that's something that
you really see it.
You know, a lot of times we rush around, and a lot of people tend to rush around saying, I have to get on this, and this.
Or corralling the kids, or making sure everybody's safe.
But if you take the time to walk slow, I mean, other things I was thinking about was, you know, in Epcot World Showcase, I mean, there's some beautiful gardens. I mean, the UK pavilion, you know, around the back, there's, you know, beautiful rose garden. And then you get to the back, there's a little park setting back there. And you could sit on a park bench, you know, you listen to music, maybe have some fish and chips. See, it's all about food. But, you know, it's the truth, though, you know.
Is that all you
do
is eat, Michael?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'll
makes me wonder.
I'm going to post a picture of my expanding horizon, my belly.
Part of vacation, though.
My expanding belt line.
But Mike, that's exactly what Sherry and I, you know, 10 years ago when the girls were younger, Epcot was a half a park day for us. We could go on there, knock everything out, be done. Well, before soaring. But now we're like you guys. We are enjoying, you know, we walked hand in hand or all the way around the World Showcase, and we've been down there for Flower and Garden Show before. We love the scenery, and it's just, it just seems like no matter where you're at in the back, you can always find to where you look around and there's no one there. I mean, you can always find those spots. And we find that romantic, and, you know, you can relax and just talk about nothing if you want to.
Right.
Yeah. Staying in Epcot, I just want to bring up another thing, and maybe not thinking of it as a romantic thing, but yes, it absolutely can. If you happen to be there around the holiday Christmas season, I mean, you could go to Candlelight Processional, and that's even in Disneyland Park in California. And I mean, that's such like soul moving music and just an amazing thing. Have either of you guys, you know, had a chance to enjoy the Candlelight Processional?
No, we haven't ever been down there during the time when they've had it. December is kind of a crazy month anyway, so not had the opportunity, but hopefully one day.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
It is a really amazing, really an amazing thing. But again, that there again could be something, you know.
Although this past trip, you know, it was really romantic in Epcot, watching Night Ranger. and singing Crazy Train. Yes, they did. That was romantic. I was standing all by myself because I had wandered off. But anyway.
But yeah, Epcot, food and wine. See?
Food and wine. You know what? Yeah.
But food and wine is a great place.
Sharing a plate of food and having some wine.
Right. And working your way around around the world.
You can drink around Epcot if you want to.
Yeah
all
there was many.
All the way around it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done the wine tour before. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
We tried the food, not the wine.
Yeah,
it's different. Yeah, we fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's a different experience with children, but still a lot of fun. But again, you know,
it
that could be one of those
because they like to
right.
Eat.
They're adventurous with food and stuff. But again, like a romantic thing, you know, you could go from you know one country to another, and then there's you know a dozen other stops in between that you know you could just try these. You know, fantastic things that you've never had before, some which you might not want to have again, but, you know, great to try and share together and kind of get each other's opinions and learn a little more about each other. And, you know, really, really nice. Now I've been doing all this yapping over here. How about you guys chime in on, maybe something that I haven't, dug into?
Well, if we're talking about Epcot, I think for a romantic time, on Spaceship Earth, when you go up to the top and it kind of leans you back and you look up at the stars.
Yeah.
And it's in the dark. I think that's pretty romantic.
Yeah. I love that attraction.
Believe it or not, I had actually, for a similar kind of reason, I had Haunted Mansion on my list of romantic attractions.
He said nobody can see you smooching on that ride.
There you go. Okay. I'm glad somebody else said it.
She finally said what we all wanted to say, Mike.
Yeah, but, you know, you kind of get an opportunity to act like teenagers again.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, kind of steal a kiss every now and then. And, you know, the kids are like, Mom and Dad, why are you smirking?
But
again,
yeah,
you add it again.
I don't want anybody to think that we're necessarily saying, you know, it's better without kids. I mean, we've gone with our kids and see, I have 20 trips down. Sherry has 19 and we've taken our kids every trip except for the ones in February, which is probably about 5 less than what we have. And, you know, we always find a way to have a great time as a family and try to incorporate them and everything we do and just show them more. And we've been spending more time at Epcot. Like I said, that's become one of our favorite places. We go there twice as well as the Magic Kingdom. So, you know, I just don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. We're saying minus
kids. No, but you know, a lot of people feel like they can't go to Disney without children. They think that, you know, oh, that's only a place for families. There's not a lot, you know, for
them. There's something
that's not really true.
Yeah, you know, especially on the cruise. I mean, yeah, you can get away from the kids on the cruise, and they're preoccupied doing their own thing. Like, you know, we went to Paolo and all this kind of stuff, and you kind of walk out there and hold hands on the deck and just kind of look off, and, you know, it's kind of like you said, walking around the showcase at Epcot, it's a little more quiet, and there's not a lot of hustle and bustle going on, and you can kind of just stop and just soak it in and take a breath and just take your time and really – you know, because it's always every trip to me is about building memories. Everything,
that's right.
It's, you know, stopping and soaking in that moment that you're going to remember, because you can get caught up in it so much. Like our first trip, I was just 100 miles an hour, and I needed 2 days off before I went back to work.
Yeah.
When I got home, because I was, you know, I felt like I'd run a marathon, and it was just because we were trying to get everything in. And I'm like, now I realize, no, we can go more than once, and
yeah. We
can take our time and really enjoy it. And you know, and even with the kids there, I mean, our kids are great anyway. So, you know, it just makes it a little more special.
Yeah, you know.
And I can tell you one thing: I've done Disneyland and Disney World completely by myself.
Yeah. Wow.
So it can it's even fun by yourself. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, some people think you can't do that, but it's definitely doable.
What do you guys, you know, we're talking about romance and parks and stuff too, and it, like I said earlier, I don't want this to be all about food, all about parks, but we're going to move away from parks sometime soon. But what do you think is the most romantic park and why? I know you've been quiet. I'm going to I'm gonna pick on you a little. What do you think is the most romantic park?
I would have to say the Magic Kingdom, just because of the fairy tale, you know, Cinderella's castle, the fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, my pal Mickey.
Yeah.
I know it's Tinkerbell for you. Yeah,
no, no, that's not the romantic part. That's the part
he doesn't have a problem with me with Tinkerbell.
I had the problem with Tinkerbell.
Yeah. Hey, I won't tell you what he sent me in a message while I was down there, but that's okay.
Oh, it's probably nothing he hasn't told me to my face already. I know his obsession. Yeah.
Yes. I have Tinkerbell bedding in my... No.
Do you know our daughter is not allowed to be a Tinkerbell for Halloween?
Wow.
Because it would just be, like, wrong.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it'd be really wrong.
Mike.
Yeah, when I go into see the fairies and I go to see Tinkerbell, there's usually Disney security like at each of the doors with their eyes on me with their earphones and their little microphones. They're waiting for me to do something. And
oh, it's him again.
Yeah. Yes, I would have to say Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I agree with that. One of the things that I thought about was, you know, again, we talked about like these gardens and stuff, the castle, like you said. But, you know, there's like a lot of little settings with these park benches, like around the little, when you're going from one land to another.
Yeah, the hubs.
And again, you know, you could sit down, you could have a beautiful view. A lot of great places to take pictures together, which, you know, most of the parks are, you know, like that, especially Magic Kingdom and Epcot.
I think it's even going to be more romantic when Fantasyland.
Yeah, like, as that's going to...
Expands, opens up. Yeah. Yep.
But another thing that I thought with Magic Kingdom, before I, you know, go to you guys, is, you know, a nice stroll down Main Street to look at the nice stores that... You might not go in with little children because you're afraid they're going to break something. Like there's the glass shop with the glass
blower.
Oops,
it goes next vacation.
Yeah. But and it might not be
fun, for
you know,
them.
Too fun to spend too much time in those shops. But, you know, as adults, we like to, you know, sometimes stroll together and look at these things and say, wow, you know, we're going to need another home just to fill all these things that we want to buy and stuff. But, you know, it's nice to look at all these things and enjoy it and do a little window shopping together. And
then when you get to the end of Main Street, you can go to the ice cream shop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sit on the little tables. I like to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little waffle bowls.
And that's really nice, like right after the fireworks, you let the crowd. I don't like being in the crowd leaving. And I think the truth of the matter is I don't like being in the crowd because that means I'm leaving. So
yeah.
I try to stay. In fact, last time – last time we were
there. They were
down
pushing
there.
You out, weren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was...
it was like 1:30.
It was absolutely beautiful. I mean, I got some great photos of the castle with nobody else around.
Yeah, it's hard to get photos without other people.
Yeah, and it was, I'll tell you, it was just such a peaceful, beautiful scene just to see it. And the music playing in the background and, you know... And it was
remember
a whole different...
the bride and the groom taking
wedding
pictures.
Yeah, there was a... Right, that's
yes.
Right. And I mean,
that was very romantic for them.
And, yeah, but again, I mean, we talked a lot about, you know, Epcot, and I don't want to get back into the same things that I was just saying, but how about you guys, Laurie? What do you think? What do you think is the most romantic
park? My favorite romantic park? Well, I'm kind of with Ann. I do think Magic Kingdom is probably the most just because it has... For me, the most nostalgia, you know, and, you know, it's all about fairy tales and fantasy and Prince Charming coming to sweep you off your feet.
Well, it's the flagship.
Yeah.
You know, it's the original, you know, so yeah. I agree. I agree with that. I think that Epcot has its romantic parts of it, but, yeah, definitely the Magic Kingdom is always the first park we go to, and it's always the last one we go to.
Yeah,
yeah, same
here. That's kind of like you know, Dad's rule. Like that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
that's my one little thing. So that's where I like to go.
Yeah,
that's not his one little thing.
All right, let's get off the subject before we keep saying this, before somebody says something wrong about that one. And how about you, Gary? Any different opinion on that?
Well, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in, to be honest with you, Mike. Epcot is one of my favorites now. Just due to the fact that it's quiet back in the back, you can have some time by yourself. But what always gets me and puts goosebumps on me every time is watching Wishes. I don't know what it is about that. That's what I wake up to every morning. That's my alarm clock. Really? And when I hear that, I don't know. It almost brings tears to your eyes. It's just when we were there Friday night, you know, when they did the Magic Memories and You, Sherry and I are right there. And of course, I'm taking, you know, I took all my gear, so I'm taking all the pictures and stuff. And then, you know, we start making our way down Main Street, and then Wishes comes on, and it's just breathtaking. I mean, it is like Jim was saying, it's the flagship. It's just, it's what you see. And we try to have the same rule as well, except for if we check in a half a day, we'll go ahead and go over to Epcot maybe for a half a day, and then we start our full days at Magic Kingdom. And that's what we do. We start with it, and we end with it. So, like, we leave that night, we know that when we come, you know, that we will be back, and we will come back to the Magic Kingdom. You know, we in there, start there.
And one of the more romantic things you can do that hasn't been mentioned is the dessert party, where you can watch the fireworks.
Right.
Yes.
I've never done that.
Oh, y'all have got to. We, you know, they were setting up for that as well Friday night. We did that, and how many people did they put in there? Maybe up to 200. You have your own table. They have your name on it. So when you get there, there's no fussing and fighting where you're going to sit. It is, you walk in, you see your name on the table. It said, my name, party of four. We sit down, and it was just, man, your own personal view of the parade and also the fireworks.
Nice.
I forgot about that, Sherry. That's a good point.
Yeah, we did the dessert party at Epcot, which there's also the fireworks cruise.
Right. In fact, that's a kind of a good segue to take us out of the parks, because I wanted to get outside of the parks as well. But I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something that's a kind of a dream of mine, because I'm a big fireworks nut. I love fireworks. Unfortunately, fireworks are illegal in New Jersey. although there is a phantom fireworks right over the border in Pennsylvania, but I really love fireworks. I mean, it's just beautiful. And
he's obsessed.
Yeah, kind of. and you know, just the way Disney does it is just like, you know, I mean, outrageous.
We don't have birthday candles. We have M80s on the case. I didn't say that.
Yeah, so when it blows up, you just keep your mouth open and get your piece.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's, again, you know, and you mentioned this, Gary, like, you know, Magic Memories and You, and then Wishes right after it. And, you know, absolutely, you know, a romantic thing just to stand there and watch it together and kind of cry together if you're anything like me. But what Anna said about the fireworks cruise, that's something that I definitely want to do sometime, you know, real soon. And they have that in two places you can do that. You can do that in Epcot, which it takes you through the International Gateway and kind of parks like right by the bridge over there. So you have a kind of a ground level view, like right down from the water.
And without the 7-foot man standing right in front of the 5-foot-1 person.
Right. that's Anna's luck. She always gets the tall guy in front of her. But they also do that in the Seven Seas Lagoon. And you can watch Wishes, and they have different packages where you could just get some basic refreshments all the way up to a really fancy dinner. And you could do it with, you know, just the two of you, or you could do it with various size parties. And absolutely something I'd love to do. And I think could definitely be something, you know, very, very romantic to do. Now, that's taking us outside of the park. So what are some of the things that you guys think are outside of the parks that are romantic?
I think the boardwalk is a kind of a romantic, neat place to go. You know, they do have the two kind of nightclub places, if that's something, you know, you might want to go dance or something like that. That's kind of a neat thing, you know, just kind of walk along the boardwalk at night is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's active.
Yeah.
It's happening, yeah.
And they have the Surrey bikes and stuff. You could get
Yeah,
silly
they do.
Those.
You can write. Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That is a nice
And actually, nice you, could go, spend the night. You could go. There's the bridge that goes over the waterway that actually goes into Epcot.
Right.
And you could hear the music from I was going to say Wishes. You could hear the music from Illuminations there, and you could see the tops of the fireworks. And you know, you can't really see the whole thing, but you can stand there and kind of watch and hear part of it too as part of the evening. But that's also on my list. So you know, definitely. Beautiful, romantic place, you know, and in the evening more so than, I mean, it's beautiful any time of day, but the evening, definitely a romantic place. And you could walk all the way around the lagoon to the Yacht and Beach Club side. And yeah.
How about like just splurging and getting a really nice room and having it decorated with flowers and, you know, champagne.
Yeah.
You know, just staying in your room.
Yeah. Now, that's something that you actually, they have all kinds of cool packages that you could do. They everything from just basic flowers and gift baskets up to they'll decorate your whole room in a theme. Mm-hmm. And
they have pretty yeah. gifts.
Although that would cut into our Vinylmation spending, Anna.
Sorry.
So, just had to throw that in there. Sherry and I have started that obsession as well.
Well, Michael does have a Tink one.
Well, it was a gift.
It was a gift. And I'm waiting for a Yankees one, okay? I heard they have the baseball ones now.
Yeah, they usually have those in Manhattan. I'll have the.
I want a Yankees one. Hear me?
Well, maybe I'll pick one up while I'm down there in March.
In March. Yeah.
Very cool.
If you guys keep talking about it, you might run into us down here in March. We might be.
Well, I mean, we're already going to be down there at the same time, Mike, so you might as well. It'd be for research.
Yeah, that's right. It's a research trip.
Yeah.
I think Anna's got to research the spas. In fact,
that's another romantic thing to do.
Yeah. Like, they even have the. See, I'm not a spa kind of guy, but. You're a spa kind of guy.
Girl.
But they have the couples spa treatments, and or you could just, you know, might make a nice gift for a loved one if you're not into the spa.
Hint, hint.
So how about if, let's say Sherry bought you your Vinylmation, so you had some leftover money to spend on some romantic treat or something romantic to do. What would you do, Gary?
Oh gosh, she is. I'm very, very fortunate. She's not high maintenance, so probably a day in the spa, and then maybe just something like maybe Balak Tower overlooking the water or overlooking Magic Kingdom, and just hanging out there a day and have the room decorated. You know that. All the stuff we've been getting emails on, they've been pushing that. So,
yeah.
I had noticed that. You know, how long have they been offering to decorate the rooms?
I think they just recently started like advertising it and pushing it more, but they've been doing some of these things for a while. I know they've had the WDW florist gift baskets and flowers, and they had some other little, like, some of the high end gift baskets came with, like, you know, they would put rose petals on the bed, things kind of like that.
That's where you can get your wand and your glass slipper. Yeah. You can get beautiful bracelets.
Yeah,
So
it's been expanding, but I don't know about the full out room decoration. I don't know how long they've been doing that, but it seems like it's getting, must be getting more popular because I see it more, you know, I hear more about it. And in fact, we passed somebody, last time we were down there, we passed by a room that was decorated all pirates, and they had stuff on the door and everything. And
They have Halloween, like seasonal decorations.
And of course, romantic things too.
Right. So
one of the things that I'm just going to jump right into, like, what might be the most romantic resort on Disney property. Now, again, we're over here talking about Walt Disney World a lot, but whatever. We're being a little prejudiced. But in Walt Disney World, I actually have two, and you know, Anna just mentioned one of them, which the Wilderness Lodge, and just because it's a very cozy, woodsy,
the fireplace, in the lobby,
and they have the smaller fireplaces upstairs that you could kind of sneak away and you know, just sit and cuddle in front of the fireplace, and
it's just beautiful.
Yeah,
it's just a beautiful hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you could walk around outside, which that's another thing that you could do is there's those paths that you could actually walk. I think you could walk all the way over to the campgrounds, or if not, you could get pretty close to it because
we've
walked some of those paths back there. And, you know, then they have horseback riding and other things. So if you're like a outdoorsy or a woodsy person, or even if you're not, but you just like that feeling, you know, all in all, that's my favorite resort. So that's kind of a all-around everything resort for me, romantic, fun for the family.
And the Artist Point restaurant is there as well, which is a high-end
restaurant. And, you know, Laura, you mentioned the boardwalk before. And again, that was, I was going to say, as another choice as what I think is the most romantic.
I think the Grand Floridian's probably the most romantic.
Yeah, especially when you're overlooking the wedding chapel, right?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. You know, it's very Victorian and kind of just, I don't know, I just think it's just a beautiful place. And it has a lot of, you know, it has the beach down there and, you know, the spa and lots of romantic things you can do there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Caribbean Beach Resort holds a special place in my heart, and that's where we spent our honeymoon. And you know, sandy beaches, you know, the bright colors, the tropical Caribbean feel.
Yeah.
That's, especially on a honeymoon, that's really romantic.
But let's get out of the parks, out of the resorts and everything, and totally change gears here and talk about movies. Going into, like, romance, I mean, I could think of a couple. Of course, there's, you think right away, princesses and whatever, but when it comes to, like, true romance, what do you guys think? I want to ask you guys before I throw my opinions out there. Let's say it's a date night, okay? And because you could look at this from two different ways, either the movie that gives you the romantic feeling or the movie that the movie is very romantic itself. If you know, I don't know if I'm overanalyzing it, the engineer in me, but what's a good date night kind of Disney movie if you're going to get into something like that?
Just tell you what my favorite romantic Disney movie is. That has to be, for me, hands down, Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. And what's different about that one that kind of does it to you, that it's more romantic?
Just because it's sort of you know, at first they don't really even like each other, and then they, you know, something changes and she realizes that he's really not such a bad guy after all, and it's just kind of a cute show.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary, I'll jump over to you. What does it for you?
Mine is the same, Beauty and the Beast, and we just love the movie, watch it regularly, and then we always go and watch the show when we're at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
It's just classic to me. Like she was saying, they didn't care for one another and had that little, you know, hey, leave me alone type of deal, and next thing you know, they end up together. It's just a romantic, very romantic. And and the costumes, not only on the movie, but everything's so colorful and bright, and it's just really homey to me, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And how about Sherry? You feel the same? Is it?
Yes, I love Beauty and the Beast, overcoming the problems and with his change of character, and you know how he goes from being the Beast back to the prince. It's very romantic. I also think, though, that Little Mermaid is romantic, that she's willing to give up her voice for her prince.
Yeah.
So, I like that one. Lady and the Tramp.
That's right up there on my list, Lady and the Tramp. Princess and the Frog, which I know Anna has here. That's
my favorite princess movie.
Oh, that's true. And that's set where I live.
Yeah, see?
I do love that one, too.
Yeah, it has everything. The romance, you know.
The music is awesome.
The music. I fell in love with that movie from the first time I saw it. It just, I don't know, clicked in me, and I think because it's more modern,
and of course her dream is to open a restaurant, so we're right back to food. I mean, that's a woman now, you know.
And it came out about the same time as our little princess was born.
Right, Princess Gianna was born when Princess Tiana came out.
So it has, like, I don't know, I guess sentimental value to me also. And I love her gowns, her dresses,
yeah.
And I don't know. I love seeing her in the parks and meeting her in Prince Naveen.
Yeah.
And how could you forget Ray? He's just so lovable.
Well, and that's how we all are down here. Don't you know that?
Yes.
That's
a good thing.
We saw them in the park all day, didn't we, Sherry? Yeah.
I think they do have a spot pretty much all day.
Yeah.
We walked by there 15 times, and they were always there getting their pictures and autographs made.
And they're so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, something that has, thinking of, like, with the actual romance in the movies, I have, like, a couple of things that I wanted to bring,
like,
up talking about.
The actual story itself?
Right. One of the things is Up, which I think that shocked
that
everybody.
Such a sweet
movie.
Your heart warms and then you cry.
Right. It's like, yeah, you're like, really, aww. There's no explaining it, but it's
That's true. That's a beautiful short little love story.
Right. And then and then you see that's his driving force through the rest of his life and the rest of and then the adventure that comes after it is all because of that. And
isn't love an adventure?
Yeah, it's
sure.
But that really is that's something, again, you know, that takes you by surprise. And, you know, we were talking about Princess and the Frog and Ray and Evangeline, and I just always thought that was
so cute.
You know, like, he's got this driving love for her, and you know, she's up in the stars, and you know, and you
know,
one
of
those,
I'm gonna want to watch it now.
One of those touching things. Let's change up again. Let's talk about some gifts. Like, you know, okay, Valentine's is coming up, and we want to give each other some Disney-themed gifts that are romantic. And it doesn't have to be a material object, you know, maybe, you know,
a trip.
Right, maybe a trip with a spa treatment and some fantastic dining reservations. But what are some of the things that may be a little different that people might not think of right away?
Well, we're going on the Fantasy in March as well. And a cabana massage on Castaway Key is probably the best gift ever.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me, Sherry? Wow. She looks at me like, uh-huh. Thank
you. That's going to set you back a couple of Vinylmations.
Thanks.
Those Vinylmations.
They do have the little bride and groom Vinylmations. We actually got those for a friend while we were down there. Let me see. You know, of course, there's a lot of nice jewelry, especially if you go into the contemporary. I mean,
especially if you go away on business and you leave your wife at home tending to four children, you should bring her back a nice romantic gift, like Mickey Mouse earrings. Or
yeah.
And doesn't he always do that?
And he does.
Nice.
He wants me to let him back in the house. Sure, he sends me text pictures of him and Tinkerbell. Yeah, and
I couldn't show you the ones from that evening when she said, "Come fly away with me."
Yeah, I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was hard. I was looking at it was like earrings or another day in the park. Earrings, another day in the park. I was like, all right, I guess I got to get the earrings.
Earrings, yeah.
You know, Michael, I guess when we were at the beach club a couple of years ago when we first started talking, and you told me about Tinkerbell, I've never looked at her in the same way. It's always like, oh, that's Mike's. I can't look at her. Yeah. She's Mike's.
That's Mike's girl. Even the kids know that.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, it's she's grown on me.
And you know what he bought me for my birthday, which was really romantic? The Tinkerbell perfume, body lotion, body wash set. But it was Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Which was very nice. It smells really nice, and I love the shimmery lotion.
You know, he was thinking of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you can smell just like Tinkerbell.
But that was a nice gift, though. That was romantic.
Yeah. What about for a man? I mean, you know, we're talking perfume and earrings and spa treatments, which, you know, I know a man could like spa treatments, but I'm not a spa kind of guy.
No. Unless it was Tinkerbell giving the massages.
Yeah, then I would be, that would be a
You'd
spa.
Be arrested.
And then I would be arrested, yeah.
It's like, sign me up. Yeah. I'll take two.
For you, since you're hard to shop for, but like a watch or a tie.
Yeah.
You know, because they have some really, really nice Mickey Mouse ties without it like screaming Mickey Mouse. Like it's not so
obvious.
It's like hidden Mickeys, not so obvious. They look very businesslike.
Yeah.
And if you really look, you say, oh, wow, that's a Mickey tie.
I always liked like the Disney train stopwatches. I don't know what I would do with it, but I always thought that they were like nice, you know.
Well, you like trains. You like Disney.
I always wanted they. Which I still regret not buying. They had the Lily Bell. They had it in the gallery, and I don't remember. They made it like 500 of them or whatever, and I really, really wanted that.
That would
and,
be a romantic gift for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's a manly gift, so, you know, she must really love me, you know. She bought me a train. But, you know, I mean, outside of surprising me with a trip, picking me up at work and taking me to Disney World, I mean, it...
wouldn't that be something?
And then you could do things like we talked about before, you know, down when you're in Disney World, like to get things from the Disney florist, have things delivered. And, of course, anything that you buy when you're down there, you could have, you know, delivered to the resort.
The most romantic thing I think I've ever been around with Sherry was when I shared wishes with her for the first time. You know, that's just something that I don't know, I just always enjoy doing with her and spending time with her, and that to me, that's a gift, you know, to each other. I guess that all sums it up, you know. I mean, the sums up the evening, sums up the trip, and just kind of, I don't.
Just spending that alone time together is the gift in itself, and being at a place that you really both love to be at.
Now, although I do have several items picked out.
Well, he really wants the crystal carriage.
Oh.
That's in the shop as you go in.
Right on Main Street. Yeah.
Nice.
He would like that. We didn't buy this, or he didn't buy this there. He took it with him. He gave me a ring in front of the castle.
Really? Oh, nice.
That's nice.
That was romantic.
Well, tell the story.
I had lost my wedding ring.
Oh, no.
Her band, not the diamond. She lost her wedding band.
And he surprised me with a replacement in front of the chest.
And the girls were, and it was really cute. But we did that, of course, in the customary photo spot over there to the left of the castle.
Nice.
And that's just, you know, something we've always talked about. We have pictures of it and everything. So we enjoyed that.
And that's a memory you'll never forget, which is priceless.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I think y'all were talking about it earlier about getting it. And Mike, if you remember when I wrote that trip report for you and about my sister, what she said at the end, she's never understood why we go down there all the time. You know, I mean, why do you go down there all the time? Well, she finally took her grandkids down there and her husband, and she saw the parade and saw wishes, and she calls me and she's crying. I mean, crying like a baby. And she goes, I get it now.
See?
And that's, you know, I mean, with her, with her kids, her grandkids, and with, you know, her husband, you know, it's just, that was such a romantic trip for them, even with the grandkids and kids, and they had a great time. But that's where you're getting back to where, you know, some people get it and some people don't. And I think if you just let yourself relax and have a good time, whether you want to be a grown up and be romantic or a kid at heart.
Like a kid at heart, yeah.
And that's what we do. I mean, I go down there and act like I'm three, you know?
Yes, too.
that's just part of it. You have the romance and you have the fun and everything else. And that's why we keep going back, because it is a romantic place. It's a fun place, and we get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to end up with something offbeat. Basically, like, let's say, okay, we're in the world of Disney animation, okay? And I guess Joey gets away with this because he probably knew this was coming, so he ran. But we're in the world of Disney animation. And what prince or princess, depending on who you are, fill in the blank, what prince or princess would be your dream prince or princess? Or not necessarily prince or princess. Let me rephrase that. Which Disney character, because maybe it's Mickey or Minnie or something, would you fall in love with and marry? Now, in the so not to be weird that you're marrying a cartoon, but
or an animal,
right? You're in the cartoon world, so it's acceptable, okay? Because you're their counterpart in the animated world.
Like and a Jessica being that Rabbit.
And being that I know you get it, Gary, I'm going to start with you.
Wow, not to just choose one. Just one. Yeah,
this is America. You're only allowed to choose one.
Oh gosh, Aurora. That is my daughter's favorite princess, and I always take so many pictures. And I don't know. She just anyone they always have playing her at the park. She's always so pretty and so pure looking and classy and elegant. That's just my pick.
How about you, Sherry?
Okay, I have to go for the opposite, and he's not a cartoon character, but it's got to be Captain Jack.
Oh, yeah. Wait, he's mine. We're going to have to fight this out.
I did not know that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
And he's real.
And he's real.
I just keep thinking every time we're on that ride, they talk about how sometimes he's in the park, and occasionally he'll be there at the end waiting.
Yeah.
And I pray. It's never our time.
I think I'm going to take one of those animatronic things of him home. Yeah. Forget the Vinylmations. Yeah. I want the animatronic.
I can see us going through and, oh, Jack's going to come out of the barrel. Where'd he go?
You think they notice?
What is it about him? Is it that he? I love Captain Jack, not in the same way that you ladies do, but I love him. But when I think of it in a romantic way, I mean, I see, man, he's got to have bad breath. And never mind the rum. I mean, you see those teeth on that guy?
We are not thinking about the breath.
Okay.
Sherry, I'm sitting down here with Michael. My back is facing my pinball machine. And yeah. Do you know who's on my pinball machine?
Is it Captain Johnny Depp or Captain Jack?
Yeah,
it
Captain
is. Jack. It's a Pirate of the Caribbean pinball machine.
I don't have one of those.
Yeah, it was for the kids. Yeah,
is that why you spend so much time down here?
Yeah, look at the look he's looking. Yeah. Look how he's looking at me.
No, I think he's looking at me and he's waiting for me to leave. I think that's what it is.
He's got the sword up at you.
Okay, so that leaves, I guess that leaves me.
And we all know it's Tinkerbell.
No, actually, it's not.
Oh.
Because we're talking about marrying and whatever. See, Tinkerbell, she's the girl on the
she's
side.
She's the fling.
She's the Goombad, you know?
Goombada.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna run down.
Hey, you didn't answer.
I am. I'm gonna run down some of the why nots because this was really
okay.
Hard because, you know, it's an interesting thing. Okay, Aurora, I could, you know, okay. Gary has Aurora, so I won't touch another man's princess. But I thought she was a little like rich and proper for me.
Okay,
so I didn't go.
Oh, where's this going?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cinderella, you know, I understand that she was poor and she was kind of abused by her stepsisters and everything, but I don't want her to want me just because I'm rich and because I'm a prince and you know, I don't want somebody falling in love with me for that. Snow White, she's nice. I love brunettes. I'm into brunettes, you know, and except for Tinkerbell is my only blonde that I like.
And but, your daughter.
What? That's my daughter. I'm talking about love here. So, you know, I thought about Snow White and, you know, she's nice, very well-mannered. She sings. She's, you know, cares about the environment, very friendly with the animals. But there's just a little something that I have about, you know, the fact that she's lived with seven guys before. So all at the same time. You know what I mean? So I don't know if I could match up to seven guys. So
hilarious.
Now, Mulan is one of my favorite. I have a few that are on the top of my, like, really movies, Disney movies that I really
Mulan
like.
Is,
Mulan
yeah.
is one of the most incredible movies, action and story, character development. Just a really great movie. But I'm afraid of her. She'll kick my butt. So.
She likes to dress like a man.
Yeah, and then there's a little... But I'm just afraid. But anyway, what it comes down to is
Belle.
Yeah, absolutely Belle. Okay, she's a beautiful brunette.
She's smart.
Dedicated. She's exactly. She's very. She's smart. She's dedicated to her father. Her family matters to her. She's willing to, you know, give up her life to save her father. And she's not looking for the flashy, handsome, you know, well liked the guy that all the other girls like in town, and you know, so she doesn't care about all that. But yet she finds the true, you know, the true heart in somebody when she slowly falls in love with Beast. And this was something that we actually talked about before. But so this took a lot of thought, because you know why would it's you know, so that's why I picked Belle, and I'm glad nobody else did. So
you can
I could have her to myself.
She's all to yourself.
He really thought about that. I guess I'm a little more superficial.
Yeah, you see? Shame on you, Gary. So you're just after the looks. You just saw that that sexy blonde out there in the pretty pink dress, and you went
yes.
after her.
See, I didn't. I was hesitant to pick like a cartoon prince, because or an animated prince, because at some point, most of them were like animals. Like Prince Naveen was a frog, and you know, Beast was the Beast. You know, so I was like, well, you know.
So
but
you
Johnny
went for
did.
The you went for the scallywag.
You're
gonna have to learn to like rum now.
I swore off rum years ago.
Oh goodness!
Unless it's in a mojito.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's clarify that.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, this is like we could go on and on and on, but I want to wrap it up and just ask one question. What's your overall favorite Magic Kingdom ride? Let's start with Sherry.
Peter Pan. Peter Pan is my favorite.
Yeah, that's a classic. How about you, Gary?
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion, yeah.
That's just my favorite. I can ride it over and over.
How about you, Anna?
My favorite Magic Kingdom ride is probably... is Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah,
I'm a wild girl. I like the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, my favorite is right next door, which is Splash Mountain. You know that.
I know that.
I mean, I think besides it just being a great, enjoyable ride for so many reasons, I love the fact, just to add to it, I love the fact that it's such a long ride, that you get to enjoy it for such a long time. Well, again, this is something that, you know, of course, we could talk for hours like we always do.
Always.
But, you know, we wanted to keep the focus on the romance and the thing, whether it's Valentine's Day, which is coming up, or whether it's a special occasion like an anniversary or an engagement
birthday.
Or
a special birthday.
Yeah, or something very special. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for joining in with us. We had a lot of fun talking about this, and we'll probably keep talking about this for another few hours. But again, thanks, guys, for being with us, and we'll talk to you guys real soon.
Oh, thank you very much. We enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
WDW Travels, turning dreams into vacations. At WDW Travels, we specialize in Disney vacations, and our services are always free with no hidden fees. Whether you are planning a trip to Disney World, Disneyland, or a cruise aboard a magical Disney cruise ship, or even a truly unique adventure with Adventures by Disney, WDW Travels can help. Visit WDWTravels.com today to learn more.
Well, that's all for this episode of Diz Fanatic Ears on Ears podcast. I'd like to thank our sponsors once again, wdwtravels.com. And I'd like to thank all you guys for listening in and for all the wonderful emails and messages you send us. So if there's something you'd like to hear about, something you'd like to tell us about, feel free to email us. You could email me directly at mike@dizfanatic.com. You could friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, check out our videos on YouTube. On any of those networks, just search for Diz Fanatic. Also, feel free to leave us a message on Skype. Again, search for Diz Fanatic. We have some really great things coming up in the very near future. We'll have a really exciting preview of the Disney Fantasy cruise ship. So keep your ears open for that. So once again, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you real soon.